RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, highlight, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian Army deny ready to free Indonesian citizen held hostage by Abu Sayyaf. Government to launch another new economic policy. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono emphasized that military operation towards Abu Sayyaf militant group in the Philippines is the last option. It will be done if the negotiation to set free 10 Indonesian citizens is deadlocked. General Mulyono said the Indonesian military is ready to free the 10 Indonesian citizens if it is needed. He also said that TNI does not want to talk more detail about the operation military meant. He added that the chief commander of TNI, General Gatot Nurmantio, has announced to media in Indonesia about the release of 10 Indonesian citizens held hostage by Abu Sayyaf militant group. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmi Nasution, said that in the near future, the government would announce another economic package. As quoted by Tempo.com, Minister Darmi Nasution said the government will launch an economic package in 1 week or 10 days ahead. He also explained that the new economic policy would be about the ease of doing business for micro, small, and medium enterprises. The package is aimed at simplifying permits in the regions. While being asked whether good distribution will also be regulated in the package, Minister Darmin said that it would not be included but would be regulated separately. The National Narcotics Agency, BNN, will be involved in the drug test for candidates in the second round of the simultaneous regional election February 2017. As quoted by Tempo.com, BNN head Budi Waseso has said in Jakarta recently that in the past simultaneous election in 2015, several regions involved BNN, several others did not. For the next election, all will involve BNN. BNN will also cooperate with the General Election Commission KPU to give a drug-free recommendation as requirement for the candidacy of regional leaders. According to Article 46 on the regulation of the General Election Commission, number 9/2015 on the candidacy of the regional leaders, government hospital may be authorized to check the mental and physical fitness of regional head candidates, and the hospital are decided by the Indonesian Doctor Association IDI. The Indonesian Navy has tightened security in the Arafura Sea of Papua to prevent illegal fishing activities in the waters. As quoted by Antara News Agency, commander of the Timika Naval Base, Lieutenant Colonel Victor Siagian, said the local fishermen are allowed to fish in Arafura Sea as long as they use environmentally friendly fishing equipment. He also explained that fishing vessels weighing 100 until 200 gross tons from Central and East Java could also fish in Arafura water as long as they change their fishing permits. He emphasized they could fish in Arafura waters, though they must first change their fishing permit before operating, or else they would be charged with committing illegal fishing activities akin to foreign fishing ships. Head of Associated Indonesian BPS Suryamin said that throughout March 2016, the average price of premium quality rice in cooler level experience declined. As quoted by Tempo.com, Suryamin said the average price of premium rice on March 2016 was 9,572 rupiah per kilogram, or lower than the previous month around 9,785 rupiah per kilogram. The price of low and medium quality rice also experienced the same. Medium quality rice experienced an average decrease of 1.84% from 9,622 rupiah to 9,440 per kilogram in the previous month. Low quality rice experienced a decrease of 0.93% compared to January 2016 from 9,280 rupiah, 9,185 rupiah per kilogram. Compared to March 2015, the rice average prices in cooler level on March 2006 for the premium, medium and low quality rice have slumped by 1.90%, 1.57% and 1.58%. BPS has announced that grain rice had experienced a decline in March 2016 compared to February 2016, both for dried harvested grain and dried unhusked grain. Indonesia will record deflation in April if the government manages to control the prices of commodities including onion and red chili. As quoted by Republika Online, BPS Deputy Chief for Distribution and Service Statistics, Sasmito Hadiwibowo, said if the prices of onion, garlic and red chili and bird-eyes chili can be controlled, he believes that Indonesia has a chance to record deflation in April. The prices of onion and chili, which rose significantly due to limited supplies, were the biggest contributors to the 0.90% inflation rate in March 2016. Therefore, the government must always monitor the prices of the two commodities, while the prices of other basic commodities, including rice, egg, and chicken meat, were relatively stable and even declined in March. The last item, the administration of East Manggarai in East Nusa Tenggara is stepping up the planting of bamboos and mangroves to prevent erosion in the river basins and coastal areas across the regency, which has reached a critical point. Cooperating with nature conservation group the Flores Bamboo Foundation, the regency administration has increased efforts to plant bamboos in several large river basin areas such as Wai Bobo and Wailaku and cultivate mangroves along coastal areas in southern and northern East Manggarai. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Rakus Jumpa, Secretary of the Environmental Management Agency in the regency, said the administration had last year planted 830 young bamboo trees in Waimokil River Basin area in Rana Mawata Village, Kota Kamba District. He also said that various environmental issues in East Manggarai, including erosion in river basins and coastal area, were continuing to worsen. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and with the same beauty of measure, among the colors of heaven, this is all. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. answer this following question. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review compiled from various newspapers published in the capital Jakarta. Let's start from Republika newspaper. In an editorial on Friday, this daily writes, "Fuel and growth. The government lowered the price of fuel oil of gasoline and diesel types, each by 500 rupiah per liter. The new prices are effective as per April 1, 2016, will be reviewed in the next 3 months. The government does not want to leave fuel prices on the market mechanism entirely. This decision was taken in line with the downward trend in world crude oil prices, which has reached around $30 per barrel. This decision was taken also in consideration of price stability and fluctuations in fuel prices, which are expected not high. As stated by Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said, the slight price decrease is due to the possibility that the trend of world oil prices may be up again. According to the Daily, multiple effects must be created from the decline in fuel prices, especially in public transport fee. According to Republika, this reduction only affects the performance of state-owned enterprises but does not affect the national economic growth. Next is Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, "Clearing a snaring regulation." Since the last decade, the government has begun to worry about the amount of regulations in the region that would hamper development and investment. One era had passed. The same problems have not been completely resolved. President Joko Widodo, in public dialogue entitled "Building a Competitive Economy" on Wednesday, said currently there are 3,000 regional regulations hampering investment that must be repealed. The broad authority to explore the local taxes and levies make local governments tend to excessively inflate regional revenue. It is very likely that when one problematic regulation is lifted, 10 other would come out. A never-ending task. Media Indonesia said that to overcome these problems, like it or not, the central government must often provide insight to the regions on the right rules corridor. According to Media Indonesia, the government must move fast to clear ensnaring regulations reflected in the pace of development, particularly infrastructure. With good business climate, business operation will become more efficient. In the end, investor will come. Well, that was Press Review today.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with International Children's Boot Day. Since 1967, the Boot has celebrated April 2nd annually as International Children's Boot Day. The day is aimed to grow reading habit among children and to give more concern to the children's boot development. The day was initiated by International Board on Books for Young People, while the chosen date refers to the birthday of a famous children's book writer, Hans Christian Andersen, who was born on April 2, 1805. Although known as a children's book writer, he also wrote other gems. Andersen's children's book has been translated into more than 125 languages globally. His books mostly tell morality for kids. Some of his popular works are The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, The Nightingale, and The Emperor's New Clothes. For his great contribution in children's book development, International Board on Books for Young People in 1967 celebrated Andersen's birthday and made the day as International Children's Book Day. We continue into April 2, 1982. Argentinian soldiers occupied Malvinas. Falkland Island, more known as Malvinas Island, located southeast of Argentina, was discovered in 1832 by British and became one of British colonies. Argentine exile always claimed that Malvinas is part of its territory. For this reason, Argentine launched an attack to Malvinas Island in 1982. The British could not accept the attack. The United Kingdom sent its military troops into Malvinas and clash broke. Military advance, Britain gained victory and cast out Argentinian soldiers from the island. Listener, we end today in history with World Autism Awareness Day. April 2nd is commemorated by the people of the world as Autism Awareness Day. The day dedicated for people with special needs is aimed at increasing awareness towards autism issues and spreading information on the significance of early diagnosis and for the people with autism themselves. The day was officiated by UN General Assembly on December 18, 2007. As quoted from UN Development Programme, the UN had enlisted autism issue into critical category and will put it as the main priority. Prevention, medication and recovery of autism are seen to be ineffective because autism is a neurological development disorder whose number is quickest to grow globally. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is NRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on government launches the 11th economic policy package. Stay tuned. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, last Tuesday, March the 29th, at the Presidential Palace, announced the 11th package of economic policies. In a statement, Nasution said there are four main focuses in this latest economic package. The first is setting up a Kredit Usaha Rakyat KUR, or People's Business Credit Program, to promote micro, small, and medium enterprises which are export-oriented. This policy is called the People's Business Credit Export-Oriented, or KURB. According to Nasution, the core of this policy is to provide export financing facility for a complete and integrated working capital and investment. Besides it, the economic policy package also set facilitation of income tax and custom acquisition rights on land and building for the issuance of real estate investment trusts. The reason for this policy is the economic slowdown and the weakening of the rupiah over the last 4 years. This situation affected the decline of the real estate business. The 11th economic policy package also manages the logistics sector, namely the risk control, to facilitate the flow of goods at ports with Indonesia's single risk management. The background of this policy is for the completion of customs clearance and release of cargo at the port, which are still constrained by export and import licensing by related ministry or institutions. In this package, all the ministries or state institutions are required to develop the licensing application facilities separately or single submission through the Indonesia National Single Window Portal for processing permits. With this package, the service of import and export activities can be further optimized and efficient. This way, it will strengthen business certainty, time efficiency, and reduce logistic and licensing costs. The development of the pharmaceutical industry and medical equipment is also a concern in the government's 11 economic policy packages. Currently, there are 1,206 pharmaceutical industry dominating the national market share of around 76%, but 95% of raw materials for drugs are imported. Thus, the government will open the negative investment list for foreign investments, namely raw materials for drug, from 85% to 100% for foreign investment. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on government launches the 11th economic policy package. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here are some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today, Saturday, April 2, 2016. Well, let's start highlighting Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas writes, punishment hasn't brought about deterrent effect. A regional parliament member and a businessman are arrested again by the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, because they are suspected to commit corruption. The sanctions and penalties that had been imposed on the criminals have not brought about a deterrent effect. This condition is partly due to the increasing severity of sentencing for criminals. If in 2013 the average length of prison sentences convicted of corruption was 2 years and 11 months, in 2015 the sentence was only 26 months. Chief of Muhammadiyah Haider Nasir said in Jakarta on Friday that such condition triggers rampant bribery. Republika newspaper in its headline writes, Detachment 88 can be processed legally. Detachment members of the Special 88 that approve ad hoc with the law may be prosecuted criminally. The crime in question may include the detention process of suspected terrorists that made that. It was confirmed by Vice Chairman of Commission 3 of the House of Representatives DPR Benny Harman to Republika on Friday. He also said that following the death of Siono, a resident of Klaten, Central Java, he was killed after being arrested by Densus 88. Benny added, Detachment 88 also has to explain his action that caused Siono to be killed. Well, listener, we come to an end with Media Indonesia newspaper. In its headline, Media Indonesia writes, Nur Miazuri is expected to help the release of Indonesian hostages. International Conference of Islamic Scholars, ICIS, strongly refused the way Abu Sayyaf group in the Philippines to hold 10 Indonesian citizens as hostages by portion ransom. Secretary General of ICIS, Hasim, said in Jakarta yesterday that such way is not applied nor normed in Islam as well as contrary to the international law. Therefore, Hasim added that ICSI demands unconditionally the release of all citizens who are held hostage as soon as possible. While listening, those were some headlines of newspaper published today on Saturday, 2 April 2016. This was read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono emphasized that military operation towards Abu Sayyaf militant group in the Philippines is the last option. Coordinating Minister for the Economy Darmin Nasution said that in the near future the government would announce another economic package. The National Narcotics Agency BNN will involve in the drug test for candidates in the second round of the simultaneous general regional elections on February 2017. The Indonesian Navy has tightened security in the Arafura Sea of Papua to prevent illegal fishing activities in the waters. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Commander of the Timika Naval Base, Lieutenant Colonel Victor Siagian said the local fishermen are allowed to fish in Arafura Sea as long as they use environmentally friendly fishing equipment. Head of Statistics of Indonesia, BPS Suryamin, said that throughout March 2016, the average price of premium quality rice in Hulu Liver experienced a decline. Indonesia will record deflation in April if the government manages to control the prices of commodities including onion and red chili. The administration of East Manggarai in East Nusa Tenggara is stepping up the planting of bamboos and mangroves to prevent erosion in river basins and coastal areas across the regency, which has reached a critical point. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listener, it is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Selayar Island in South Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, Sulawesi is rich of marine biota. There is also another enchantment which can be visited if you visit South Sulawesi, namely Selayar Island. Selayar Island is a small island located in Selayar Regency, South Sulawesi. The capital city of Selayar Regency is Kota Benteng. Access to Selayar Island takes around 10 hours from Makassar. Listeners, on Selayar Island, you can also see some heritage stuffs such as giant anchor at Padang Beach. The anchor was big ship anchor from China, which stopped on this island. There is also Nekara, a heritage staff from Bronze Age. Nekara has shape like gong, with pictures of star, 11, coconut tree, fish, frog, heron, and peacock on its surface. Listeners, on Selayar Island, you can see people's life and culture at Padang Beach. Here, you can also witness fishermen's hamlet with their daily activities, beginning from preparation to go to the sea to catch fish until processing the fish. On Selayar Island, you can see the uniqueness of Toa Bitombang Hamlet, which is the oldest hamlet on the island. On the hamlet, there are houses with bamboo as the roof and supported by high wood so that those houses are on the ground with a distance which is quite high. Because land surface is not flat, sometimes front of the house has 2 until 3 meter high pole and at the back 13 until 15 high meter pole. Those poles use biti or holasa wood, which has good quality. That's why houses at the hamlet are still sturdy, although the houses are hundreds years of age. Another uniqueness at the hamlet is that most of the residents are above 90 years old, but they can do their daily activities such as raising cattle and farming. Listeners, Selayar Island has many beautiful beaches with smooth and white sand. This island also presents beautiful undersea panorama at Takabonerate National Park. There is also 220,000 hectares atoll and the biggest atoll in Southeast Asia and the third biggest in the world. The beauty of beach building, culture, people's activity and various uniqueness of nature are enchantment of Selayar Island, which is interesting to be witnessed. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI Word Service Voice of Indonesia with Miss Leni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the 8th Annual World Autism Awareness Day, which falls on April the 2nd, 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Since 2007, the United Nations has set the 2nd of April as the Global Autism Awareness Day to protect the basic rights of those with autism. The UN believes that other forms of autism and other disabilities are part of the human experience that can contribute to the diversity of the world. For that, every year, World Autism Awareness Day agenda to make the disability as something that can be accepted and become an important part of social life. The theme in 2016 is Autism and the 2030 Agenda, Inclusion and Neurodiversity. Meanwhile, Light It Up Blue is one form of World Autism Cares Day campaign, which falls on each April the 2nd. Light It Up Blue, or LIUB, is an expression of society's acceptance to individuals with autism and sympathy and appreciation to the family who has been assisting individuals with autism sought to be independent and work. LIUB, as well as an invitation to the public to see the strength of individuals with autism. The campaign was first initiated by a non-profit organization, Autism Speaks, in 2010. Until 2015, the campaign was held in various places. For 2016, the Indonesian Autism Foundation urged people to care about the problems of autism by participating in the campaign. LIUB campaigns are conducted by asking people to wear clothing or accessories in blue and invite the manager or owner of buildings and monuments of national or local for shining a blue light into the building so that the building looks to be blue. In 2015, Jakarta Provincial Government took Light It Blue campaign organized by Blueing the National Monument on April 2, 2015. The foundation collaboration with Autism Speaks also spread selfie sign Kuterangi with blue light or I light it with blue. On World Autism Awareness Day this year, April 2, 2016, the Indonesian Care for Autism community reminded people to no longer use the word autism as a mockery. They even made special events to remind people of Indonesia of the presence of a child with autism, themed the beauty of the journey of parents of children with autism. A music concert held in Jakarta with several renowned Indonesian musicians is expected to make people aware that the presence of a child with autism can sometimes make we live happily. Another event is an exhibition of painting works by children with autism on April the 2nd. This is evidence that children with autism can also excel. Well, that was Miss Leni today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me Mariati in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Tulus. He was born in Bukit Tinggi, Padang, West Sumatra on August 20, 1987. A singer who has a real name Muhammad Tulus Rusyidi has begun his career since 2011. His first album entitled Tulus succeeded to skyrocket his name. Listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Gajah. Enjoy the song.
Setidaknya punya 70 tahun, tak bisa melompat ke akhir berenang. Bahagia melihat kawan betina berkumpul bersama sampai ajal. Besar dan berani berperang sendiri, yang aku hindari hanya semu kecil. Otak ini cerdas, ku rakit perangkat. Wajahmu tak akan aku lupa. Waktu kecil dulu mereka menertawakan, mereka panggilku gajah. Jabat tanganku panggil aku gajah. Kau temanku, kau doakan aku punya otak cerdas. Aku harus tangguh bila jatuh, gajah lain membantu. Tubuhmu di situasi inilah jadi tameng. Tak tahu apa-apa wajah bila terlalu cepat marah. Kecil kita tak tahu apa-apa yang terburuk kelak bisa jadi yang terbaik. Yang terburuk kelak bisa jadi yang terbaik. Gajah lain membantu tubuhmu di situasi rela jadi tamengku. Kau temanku, kau doakan aku punya otak cerdas. Aku harus tangguh bila jatuh. Gajah lain membantu sirela jadi
listeners, you have just listened to the song entitled Gajah, sung by Tulus. The song was taken from his album with the same title, Gajah. This album was released on February 19, 2014. Through this song, Tulus taught not to be discouraged when facing a difficult time. He still focuses on life, on the proof through success and achievement. Like Tulus does, he has able to make bad story of his childhood as a trigger for a better future. Listeners, let's listen to song entitled Sepatu, sung by Tulus. Enjoy the song.
Sepasang sepatu selalu bersama,
kita bisa bersatu. Kita mati bagai tak berjiwa, bergerak karena kaki manusia. Aku sang sepatu kanan, kamu sang sepatu kiri. Ku senang bila diajak berlari kencang, tapi aku takut kamu kelelahan. Ku tak masalah bila terkena jam, tapi aku takut kamu kedinginan. Kita sangat ingin bersama, sesari bila kita dirak berbeda. Dirakatku kotak bagai nirwana, tapi saling sentuh pun kita tak berdaya. Ku senang bila diajak berlari kencang, tapi aku takut kamu kelelahan. Tapi aku takut kamu kedinginan. Kita sangat ingin bersama, oh, tapi tak bisa apa-apa. Kita sangat ingin bersama, bisa bersatu.
Listeners, that was the song entitled Sepatu, sung by Tulus, the singer who is also as architect, composed the lyric by himself. The song has a theme of love which is considered uncommon, because during this time there are no people who analogize love with shoes. Telling about romance of lovers is like a pair of shoes, because shoes are always in a pair and together, but they cannot unite because different characters. Besides, the song has messages in it. One of them is having to be aware with condition of pairs in a relationship. Love can make happy if the two lovers can be together. Because of that, we have to avoid all things which can make both lovers unable to unite in love. Listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to songs entitled Jangan Cintai Aku Apa Adanya, or means Don't Love Me As It Is, and Lagu Untuk Matahari means Song for Sun. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Tak sulit mendapatkanmu, karena sejak lama kau pun mengincarku. Tak perlu lama-lama, tak perlu banyak tenaga, ini terasa mudah.
kau terima semua kurangku. Kau tak pernah marah bila ku salah. Kau selalu memuji apapun hasil tanganku yang tidak jarang payah. Jangan cintai aku apa adanya, jangan tuntutlah sesuatu, biar kita jalan ke depan. Yeah. Kau terima semua kurangku, kau tak pernah marah bila ku salah. Kau selalu memuji apapun hasil tanganku yang tidak jarang payah. Jangan cintai aku apa adanya, jangan tuntutlah sesuatu, biar kita jalan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Patah karang semangat, dengar mulut pedas berdebat. Yang hanya lihat salahmu, oh. Gerak-gerak pendengar dapat cibiran sang benar. Sinisme bukan untukmu, oh. Mereka tak sempurna, sama juga hanya denganmu. Jangan risaukan celahmu, oh. Mungkin mereka bulan, tapi ingat kau matahari. Percaya mereka dan sama juga hanya denganmu. Jangan risaukan celahmu. Mungkin mereka bulan, tapi ingat kau matahari. Cahaya mereka darimu. Buka hatimu dengar, biar saran beralasan. Kuatkan langkah jiwamu. Waspada yang cemburu, semua kutukan berlaku. Kuatkan langkah hatimu.
Menari, menari. Jadilah gemar menulis, yeah. Buktikan sekarang berkeras suaramu. Bila gemar bernyanyi,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.